It's time now for your local news. KRSN's best guess in weather for here in Los Alamos has a predicted high of 66 today, 39 tonight, and 49 tomorrow. In Espanola today, the high should be 74. 43 is the low tonight, and 53 is tomorrow's predicted high. And in Santa Fe today, 68. 39 the low tonight, and 49 is tomorrow's high. There is a chance of snow in Los Alamos tonight. Governor Bill Richardson today announced that the hiring freeze he implemented last year, as well as other cost-saving measures, have saved the state of New Mexico millions of dollars in payroll costs. Biweekly state payroll is down $1.3 million since November 2008, when Governor Richardson implemented the measures. The number of exempt employees in state government would shrink under two measures introduced Monday in the legislature. The proposals, one introduced by a Republican and one by a Democrat, would limit the number of employees who serve at the pleasure of the governor. One bill would limit the number of exempts appointed by the governor to 220, eliminating 281 positions in January 2010. Another bill would reduce the number of exempts by at least 180 positions. It sets a January 22nd deadline for making the cuts. The number of exempt workers is 450 to 500, with an average salary of $80,000. That's up from the 167 exempt employees under former Governor Gary Johnson. State President Pro Tem Tim Jennings, a Democrat from Roswell, said the increase in number of exempts hired by the governor shows wrong priorities on the part of the executive. Meanwhile, lawmakers are also working to reduce the amount spent on the legislative branch. Under one measure, the expenditures of the legislative branch in 2010 would be reduced by 5.3%. Another measure calls for lawmakers to voluntarily reduce their per diem payment of $159 a day by at least 10%. Already, the House has cut 13 staff positions to save money. During today's morning show, we interviewed Max Baker for his last official interview as a county administrator since he is retiring tomorrow. We asked him if there was anything he would like to say to the community, and here was his reply.
I guess, as my final interview, I certainly want to thank the community and its leaders for the opportunity that I've been given. It's been a tremendous opportunity. Like I said, I didn't plan to be the county administrator when I first came here, but certainly I've enjoyed most of it. There's always some little thing where, boy, I didn't need that one today. But by and large, those are quickly forgotten, and we have such great county employees. Many of them don't live here, but at the same time, they are dedicated to this community. I would put our services top to bottom against anyone, anywhere, and I think we would win every time. So thanks to the employees and thanks to the community.
The county will read a proclamation tonight at the county council meeting in White Rock, declaring tomorrow as Max Baker Day, his last day at the county. The chair will open with a special plaque to Max of the county's appreciation, and then the proclamation, and then councilors will make comments. The council chair is expected to then open it up to any member of the audience to make comments. Tomorrow, the Los Alamos County Council will host a reception honoring County Administrator Max Baker as he retires from his long and successful career here in county government. The reception will be held in council chambers from 4 to 6 p.m. Members of the public are invited to stop by and say farewell to Mr. Baker. Cake, punch, and snacks will be served. Folks can sign a card for Max as they enter the chambers. The major hailstorm that hit Los Alamos in early July brought damaged property, which is a blessing for the building contractors who are needed to repair and replace several hundred local roofs. In a normal month, the county building division usually permits and inspects an average of about 15 re-roofing jobs. In July, the number of applications jumped to 70, reflecting most of the roofs that were badly damaged enough to be leaking after the storm. The division fast-tracked these applications and issued permits in 24 hours. Requests for permits continued to increase, however. August permits doubled to 145 and were reviewed quickly to keep home and businesses feeling safe, and roofing contractors were certainly busy. The average review time for these permits was 2.25 days. September saw another increase with 153 permits for re-roofing and an average review time of 4.2 days. The pace of re-roofing permits appears to be holding steady so far in October. The division has been averaging 15 to 20 inspections per day, with half of these inspections relating to re-roofing jobs. With so much potential for work, out-of-town contractors from as far away as Albuquerque, Roswell, and Las Lunas have been traveling to Los Alamos. The division has found some of them less experienced in meeting all the code requirements. This means the division is spending more time with these contractors and taking the extra time that's needed to conduct careful inspections in order to protect the interests of property owners. Hours have been spent answering questions from insurance agents and adjusters. Because of the backlog of roofs needing replacement and the approach of winter conditions, the division reported today that they expect the unusual high rate of permits will continue through next spring and possibly into summer. The county's building division is committing to offering a fast turnaround for re-roofing permits, especially any situation where damaged roofs begin to leak. If you're thinking about re-roofing your home, please visit the CDD's webpage at losalamosnm.us to find out more about the permitting process or call 662-8120. There is a school-wide meeting tonight in the Los Alamos High School Speech Theater from 6:30 to 8 p.m. to explain the new grade school report cards. They are different than last year's, and parents are encouraged to attend. The United Church of Los Alamos welcomes community members this week at the Chamber of Commerce Fan Club meeting Wednesday starting at 5:30 p.m. Everyone is welcome to attend. There will be an assortment of homemade soups, breads, desserts, and salads. The United Church of Los Alamos is a multi-denominational congregation and the oldest church in Los Alamos. If you want more information, contact Bernadette at 672-4089. There is a free car seat clinic at the Family Strengths Network on Friday between 11 and 1:30. Your seat will be inspected for recalls, broken parts, improper installation, and the appropriateness for your child. Each inspection appointment is 20 minutes, and you only need one appointment per family. Please call Family Strengths Network to register at 662-4515. Space is limited, and registration is required. Family Strengths Network is a United Way agency. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Self-Help, Inc. is also a United Way agency, sponsoring a talk, Perspectives on Breast Cancer, by Aaron Boquin at the Trinity on the Hill Church, located at 3900 Trinity Drive, on Thursday, October 22nd at 7 p.m. It is free and light refreshments will be served. For more information, contact Self-Help at 662-4666. Tomorrow, during the morning show, Dave and Greg will be talking with County Councilor Chairman Mike Wheeler about tonight's work session held in White Rock. They will also be talking with Mr. Gerdele from the Family Learning Center in Espanola about the services they offer. All this, local news, weather, and sports, too, make KRSN AM 1490 your morning listening stop. And that's my news for this hour here on AM 1490.